the Pentagon gets a lot of mail, on average about 13,000 pieces a day. Starting next week, though, employees will get it on their computer screens rather than having it clutter up their desks. A new system will scan images of every envelope that comes in the front door and lets the people know their address and let the people they're addressed to decide what to do with them with the click of a mouse. Sonny Biddix is the program manager for the Pentagon's digital delivery mail program. He tells Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu the idea grew out of earlier efforts to automate the Pentagon's mailrooms.
Well, what happened was a while back, Mr. Michael Rose, the director of administration and management, he had come up with a suggestion that we take a look at the manual processing of mail and seeing how we could automate it, see if the feasibility was there to automate it and do some cost savings and just reinvestigate how mail's being delivered and how it's being processed.
Walk me through, I guess, the life cycle of a piece of mail as it's supposed to work under this system from the time, you know, it gets ingested into the postal services systems to the time it actually gets delivered to the end recipient.
So when the Defense Post Office receives the mail, it used to be it was handled by various amount of mail clerks and then manually processed through the bins and sorted by zip code, agency division, proper name, things like that. Now what we've done is we've taken that process and automated it. So now what happens is when the mail comes in, it's actually we have an integrated sorting machine integrated with other pieces and other software, other pieces of equipment and software that actually processes 10,000 pieces of mail in an hour. And we basically sort it the same idea. We sort it by agency division, we sort it by proper name, we sort it by zip code, and we have added features where we can actually specialize individual pieces and give them a high priority, whereas before in a manual process that was a difficult thing to do.
And how do I, as the end user, as the end recipient, actually access that mail?
It is all the system that processes the digital image is web-based. So our customers have access to it through their computers. They actually, you know, it's actually a secured site, and they can access the digital image of the front and back of their envelope in color. And then what they do is make determinations on what they want done with it. Deliver the mail, not my mail, scan the contents, junk mail, things like that.
Oh, so you guys don't actually open every piece of mail. It's up to the recipient to decide what happens to it.
No, yeah, remember, it's official mail, so we have to rely on the customer to tell us what they want us to do with it.
Interesting. So how far out have you guys gotten on this rollout so far?
The pilot was a one-year pilot. We did proof of concept. Everything worked perfectly. Nobody's ever really done this to this extent before, so everything was on a learning curve all the way through. We've already got everything into a production environment. We've had our authorization to operate. Right now we're finishing up the configuration and integration of the servers and the systems to go into production.
And is the objective to completely replace physical delivery of mail for everybody in the Pentagon and everybody else that you serve?
Actually, it's more like enhancing it. We're not going to take away what people are used to, such as the physical delivery of mail. You still have that option in the automated system. So what we're going to do is enhance it. We're going to give the customer an option to scan the contents of that mail rather than receive the digital image and or scan the contents of that mail and send me the hard copy. You might get a letter that's signed by a famous person or something you want to keep, a memorabilia piece. You're going to want that hard copy. Plus a digital image, you're going to want that also because then you can send it around to the other folks you want to see it.
You said this has never been done on this scale. Has this been done at all in smaller organizations? And if so, what did you learn from other folks that have tried to do something similar?
Well, there was some agencies that I think investigated it but never really got it off the ground. There was another agency, I do believe, that actually got it a piece of it off the ground but on a very limited scale, whereas such as they use desktop type scanners where we've gone. We've gone fully automated. So they were semi-automated, partially manual, and it didn't work out as well as they thought. The processes and the workflows weren't hard. They weren't documented very well. They weren't processed very well. So they were having a hard time with it because, as you know, it's never been done on a large scale, and it's difficult to do on a small scale if you don't have something to go by. So here at the Pentagon, we actually had to develop our own workflows, develop our processes, really look at what we were doing and walk it through step by step, trial and error.
how does this work contractually? Do you have a vendor running this for you, or is it are you guys handling this on your own? How's that?
No, it's government operated. We have contracts in place to do maintenance on the machines, you know, upkeep on the software, things like that. But basically, the core system we own, that we own the code to the core system. We bought the machine, so we have maintenance contracts in place just to keep them up and repair.
Gotcha. I don't know if you're far enough into this to know hard numbers yet, but do you have any sense of what the benefits are in terms of actual cost savings or, you know, increased efficiency, increased delivery speed to end users, any of that?
Well, looking at the potential benefits, because they're not realized as of yet. Once we go into production, we'll start realizing the actual benefits. But potential benefits are, one, the time it takes to deliver the mail. Now you're receiving your mail instantly, whereas before you had to wait till it was manually processed and then manually delivered to you. Now you're receiving instantly over your computer at your leisure. The other piece is that in any mail operation, you have a quantity of human capital, a quantity of folks. So we're looking at, you know, a potential reduction in the actual amount of folks that are actually handling this mail every day. So those potential cost savings and time savings are to be realized here shortly.
And when do you actually go into full production? When is this potentially available to every Pentagon employee?
What we're going to do is we're going to go into production in phases. So we're going to start off in phase one, phase two, because, you know, as it goes in a building this size, the way things have been done is the way people like them. They're not really adept to change.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to phase it in piece by piece, and we start with the senior leadership of the building. And another, just to mention, another great potential for cost savings and that atmosphere will be going green. If you look at the amount of mail and the paper and all those things that are happening, you look at the amount of, I hate to call it, with a lack of a better term, we all call it junk mail.
Mm-hmm.
Mail that's delivered to you at your desk, which goes directly into the trash.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to identify that actual mail and go back to the companies and start getting them to stop sending that mail.
Oh, interesting. You said senior leaders are first up on this. Are they on board yet, and any reaction yet from them?
Oh, yes. We've actually done presentations, and we've done the Governance Council and the Senior Leadership Council. We've had a lot of the senior executive service folks down, the big directors, and we've actually shown them live what it does and how it does it. They're all very excited. We've got backing all the way to the top. Senior leadership is excited to see it happen.